Let's go back now to item four and see if we've got connection. Let's see.
Mr. Chairman, can you hear me?
We can.
Yay.
Fantastic. Okay. So number four, again, is PR 2022-6547, site plan SI 2022-216 at 10126 Forest Boulevard. And Mr. Pavon is the agent now for this. Can you give us your name from an address?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Bernardo Pavon. Office at 1111 North Loop West, Suite 800, Houston, Texas, 77008.
Do you swear from to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead and give us an update. We know you've risen to many tasks, so go ahead and give us an update.
Correct, Madam Chair. So we basically corrected the comments that were issued by the various departments and provided a response to each one of them. On the screen, you have the civil site plan where public transportation, Mr. Armijo, brought to our attention that we needed to indicate the side view triangles based on the speed required on Coors Boulevard. We also had several civil comments that were already addressed and noted in the narrative that we provided, and noted also on the plans that were provided. I would like to ask, because I was reviewing the comments that Mr. Rodenbeck sent us this morning for today's hearing, and I noticed that no comments were addressed, or no further comments were addressed by the Development Review Board, nor the Transportation Department. Hydrology had three comments to provide the approved grading drainage plan with the engineer's stamp, or that has been approved, I'm sorry. The project does have a MASCA conditional approval on MRGCD approval, which was provided a letter by each one of the departments. And we will be providing also the grading and drainage plan in the final submittal. Then moving on to the water department, there were no comments. We wanted some clarification as far as the development review board on the comments that were not scratched off, so to speak. So I wanted to see if we can get some clarification in that regard.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Pavon, and thanks for working with us and all the intricacies of Albuquerque Development Review. Let's go ahead now. We're going to go one by one through all the different specialties. First, let me ask if any member of the public wishes to speak on item four at 10126 Coors Boulevard, if you would raise your hand now. I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
It's David Gutierrez, Water Authority. We have no comments or objections. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. All prior comments have been addressed. We have no further comments and no objections.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Recreation. No further comments or objections.
I'm not. Hydrology.
Yiquan Chen from Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading drainage plan with engineer's stamp date of 10/13/2022. This project does have a MAFCAS, a conditional approval, and MRGCD's approval. The approved GND is needed to be included in the new submittal. That's all Hydrology comments.
Okay, can you repeat the last sentence again, Mr. Chen? I'm just trying to make sure I understand.
The approved GND plan is needed to be included in the submittal. So that apparently that GND was not included in the submittal.
Okay.
GND.
Gradient drainage plan.
Oh, GND. Okay. So you've approved it, but it just wasn't in the submittal?
Correct, Madam Chair. Okay.
So you need a copy formally put into the submittal?
Yes, Madam Chair.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Mr. Biazar, this is more of his response, but like, I don't think we typically require them to put the approved grain and drainage plan in the site plan in the middle itself. I mean, so long as we got it.
Good point.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. So typically site plan for building permit, do we just have site plan? Because in the past, we always had included all the plans, elevations, landscaping plan, grading and drainage plan, and all that stuff as part of the site plan set.
So do we have a grading and do we have a whatever you call it, sheet in the site plan submittal? Is that what we're looking for? Not the full report, but rather the sheet on grading?
So this is Shabia. So basically the final set when we sign it, we just need to make sure that that's included in there.
This is Jay Rodenbach. I'm screen sharing the grading plan here. I don't know if this is the approved.
That's not it. We usually have our red stamp on it. So.
Okay. So I think, is that there, Mr. Pavlon, what is needed? And that could be a delegated item.
You need the city stamp grading and drainage plan to be submitted as part of the requirement to comply with the requirement.
Okay. Can that be delegated, Mr. Biazar, Mr. Chen?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Shah Biazar, yes.
All right, transportation.
Attorney Stormy Ho, transportation. All comments have been addressed. No objection.
And planning.
This is Jay Rodenbach. So our remaining comment that we have is just that because there's an infrastructure list submitted with this application, submitted which I am sharing, screen sharing for the record, this is the latest and greatest. We'll need a recorded IIA be submitted prior to final sign off from planning. That is our one and only comment. I'll note that we hadn't crossed off the solid waste signature, but I saw that you do in fact have solid waste approval, I believe on sheet 2 of this site plan set. So we're good on that. So that concludes our comments, I believe, unless you have something else to add, Madam Chair.
No, I don't think so. I was just going through these comments and it looks like everything's been addressed.
So, Madam Chair, to be clear, as what Mr. Jay was saying, that the infrastructure list will be submitted, the infrastructure improvements agreement will be submitted based on DRB site plan approval.
That is correct.
So, yes. This is Jay Rodenbach. You'll need to work with our DRC office on getting an approved financial guarantee and recorded infrastructure improvements agreement based on that DRB approved infrastructure list, should the DRB approve this site plan and infrastructure list. And that would be after the DRB decision.
Yes, thank you.
And then if there are delegated items, then the member or the chair just withholds their final signature on the site plan until that delegated item is completed.
Madam Chair, if I may, would it be once we get the grading and drainage plan approval, if I can submit it to get a final approval? Or is that contingent to the DRB getting us or granting it a site plan approval?
Okay, I thought it was approved. Mr. Chen or Mr. Biazar?
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. This was approved. We just need to insert it into the plan set.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification, Shahab.
Sure.
Okay. Noting all that, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application and the associated infrastructure list that was shown on the screen today. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
This is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I approve.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Gerald Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation.
Mr. Chen, do you want to approve with delegation that the grading and drainage plan be included in the plan set, the final plan set?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is Yiquan Chen, by the way.
Okay. Sorry, Mr. Armijo, please go ahead.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley-DRB, Chair, approves with delegation for the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement before final sign-off. There is a consensus vote to approve item 4 and project PR 2022-6547, application number SI 2022-216 for site plan and the infrastructure list dated today because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDON DPM with delegation to hydrology and planning for 8 weeks to address the issues just stated.